From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Rough weather conditions have made it a challenge for crews trying to contain the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. As the military and National Guard troops join efforts to protect shorelines, Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Phoebe Judge reports that Mississippi is the latest state to declare a state of emergency.
Governor Barbour said he made the decision to declare a state of emergency out of an extreme abundance of caution. The governor spent more than an hour Friday afternoon flying over the Gulf looking for the oil sheen, which he says he never saw, but acknowledged that rough seas and cloudy weather may have been obscuring his view. Alabama's Governor Bob Riley also declared a state of emergency. So far, no oil has reached Mississippi shores, but forecasters predict a possible landfall as early as Saturday evening. Crews spent Friday trying to place miles of booming material along sensitive areas of Mississippi's shoreline, but strong winds and rough seas hampered the efforts. For NPR News, I'm Phoebe Judge in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Police in Arizona say suspected drug smugglers have shot a sheriff's deputy in the desert 50 miles south of Phoenix. Several suspects are being sought, as Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ reports.
Witnesses say dozens of law enforcement vehicles swarmed onto the scene outside the town of Casa Grande. After a frantic hour-long search, the Pinal County Sheriff's deputy was found alive and flown to a nearby hospital. A spokeswoman says the deputy radioed for help Friday afternoon after he encountered a group of people in the desert near Interstate 8. She says the deputy had been shot in the stomach with an AK-47. The remote desert area is a known smuggling route from Mexico for both humans and drugs. Border violence is an issue that's dominated the headlines in Arizona since last week when the governor signed a strict new immigration law. The sheriff's office says five suspects are still on the loose in the desert. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.
President Obama says the latest figures on economic growth show the nation is on the path to recovery. The Commerce Department reports that the economy grew at an annual pace of 3.2% for the third straight quarterly gain.
After the single biggest economic crisis in our lifetimes, we're heading in the right direction. We're moving forward. Our economy is stronger. That economic heartbeat is growing stronger.
But the growth rate in the first quarter was just over the pace that economists say is necessary to create enough jobs to keep up with population growth. Just about every Friday, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation announces bank closings, and this week is no exception. Federal regulators shut down six banks Friday, three of them in Puerto Rico, two more of them in Missouri, and one each in Washington and Michigan. Regulators have shut down 64 financial institutions so far this year. This is NPR News. The FBI is confirming that it is investigating possible criminal wrongdoing in the mine disaster in West Virginia earlier this month. NPR's Howard Berkus shares some of the details he's obtained from sources familiar with the investigation.
The sources tell NPR that there are two areas of inquiry, potential criminal negligence and possible bribery. The negligence questions involve Massey Energy, which owns the West Virginia mine where 29 mine workers died in a massive explosion. The possibility of bribery involves the Mine Safety and Health Administration, the federal agency responsible for mine inspections and enforcement. The sources did not provide additional details. The Mine Safety Agency did not respond to repeated requests for comment, but another federal law enforcement source insists that MSHA is not a focus of the probe. The FBI declined comment and said it could neither confirm nor deny the existence of an investigation. Massey Energy says it has no knowledge of criminal wrongdoing and is cooperating with all agencies looking into the disaster. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
A federal judge has rejected a defense request to subpoena President Obama to testify at the upcoming trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Defense attorneys say the president might be able to provide information on allegations that Blagojevich tried to sell Mr. Obama's old U.S. Senate seat. Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to the charge and other corruption allegations. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down over 100 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, Washington.